The Burt Show.
We are live for American Idol Week at the Nokia Theater, and we've talked to a whole bunch of American Idolists the last couple of days. But, I mean, two of the favorites here, you guys, Chris Allen and Big Mike, both awesome.
Absolutely.
Chris Allen, last year's winner, and Big Mike, a favorite for this year. He didn't make it to the top two, but everybody loves him.
Both great guys. Here they are hanging out with The Burt Show.
I think we have to note that the interview began with Big Mike lifting Wendy above his head.
Yes.
I loved it. I've been waiting for a squishy hug for the very beginning.
Oh,
so thank
awesome.
You.
You could probably curl Wendy how many times? Let's assume she's 98 pounds.
Oh, careful.
Let's assume she's not. Well, I work out with 100-pound dumbbells.
100-pound dumbbells?
Whoa.
We could do a little bit of work.
How do you know that about Wendy? She's only been known her for a few seconds.
Oh, man.
It's not rag on Wendy.
The whole time ragging on you.
Yes.
That is messed up.
And how much do you bench?
505.
505.
What?
And how many? Is that max one?
That's just one, yeah.
Woo!
You know, and you don't do that all the time. You know, that's kind of my every 2 months or so. I just make sure I'm still the strongest person I know.
That's a power lift. 505
Do you lift every single day? Are you working out?
Not every day. Right now, because our schedule's so crazy, I lift 3 days a week. It's early. It's in the morning. You know, you've got to also take into consideration you need a little sleep. You know, I used to work out 6 days a week, so, but it's important to get some rest and, like, some family time. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't spend all your time.
But can't you just pick up, like, that Aaron Kelly kid and do some rest with him? Him and one hand, Seacrest in the other?
Yeah, man, I do. That's part of my workout.
Is that your gym time kind of like your venting alone, like,
no.
escape time?
I love to work out with people. I like the camaraderie of being in a gym. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's definitely not my, I don't really, you know, with my life, you aren't really afforded too much venting time.
Not a lot of long
you know,
time.
I've got a family and they need me to be at my best. And, you know, I've got a career boiling here and I've got to be at my best for it. So, you know, you really can't focus on venting.
Is the gym, like, for guys, much like the hair salon is for women? Like, where you get to, like, talk and swap stories and where you get to hear about the latest gossip on this and that and the other thing. I mean, guys wouldn't call it gossip, but y'all would call it, like, what, chopping it up or whatever?
I think it's
chopping
different.
It up.
It's right? Different gyms, though, have different things. It's like,
different.
There are some, like, he's probably going to end up going to, a big beefy, like, I'm serious about doing my thing.
Right, it's a little less of that.
Working out? Okay.
You know, we do that in the barbershop, though, is where we would do all that talk. You know, the gym is... It's about getting your body right. I mean, it's a serious place. Well, from when I'm there, it's a serious place.
Well, by the look of your body, it is a serious place.
Yeah. Take it serious.
Very funny. You look good.
Let's talk. Oh, let's get you, in Mom. Your head a little bit about this is kind of a strange period for you because you have this baby.
Yeah.
But you've been out here. I mean, you've been
this mythical child. This mythical Jesus child.
This baby has come to you.
You know, some people even said, like, that there's no way that could be my first child because I wouldn't be as calm, or that's probably not even really my baby. It's like, are you people serious? This is like real life for me. This is like for real that my wife is at. And the footage that was shown on the show is actually my footage that my friends and the family took for me.
Aww.
The show wasn't there just, you know, mysteriously.
Like little flip cams or whatever.
Yeah, you know, it was like that, and I still haven't even been able to see that footage because it's still such a sore spot, you know, that I missed that time. And it's real life for me, you know, so.
Yeah.
But I wanted to really give my family a chance to be special and do something outstanding in this world. And, you know, my little baby's going to be able to look back and see when her dad was still young and handsome. And you know, so it's all good.
How have they been out here with you?
Yeah.
They have been the whole time?
They've been with me since the third week of the show. The week that they came out was when I did This Woman's Work for the first time. And that was outstanding for me. And then when we got to top seven, the perk of that week, we get a perk with every week, and they let our family move in with us.
Right on.
First time they've ever done it on the show.
Cool.
You know, we had
awesome.
A lot of families with Crystal and with Andrew, and so it was the first time that they did that. And, you know, my wife, we got to be a family again. It was like I was just going to work. It was amazing.
That's cool.
That's
cool.
Very nice.
I think in some ways, if you're a contestant on the show, married or with a child, it might even work to your advantage because you're grounded.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, I think really it just has to do with whatever your family upbringing is. You know, you look at Tim Urban, who extremely close with his family and was homeschooled, and like he's just very grounded. You know, being a guy who's 21, I was like, if I was 21 and single and had your hair and eyes, Tim Urban, I would be lighting LA on fire. There's no way that I would be able to be that focused, but he's an extremely focused cat. He was my roommate for a long time.
Okay.
And I just saw the way he prepared, and it like, you know, it just has to do with your family in general, you know.
Mm-hmm. You get all like the good hair roommates, because the last time we had you on,
Casey.
You said Casey.
Yeah.
If this was Hair Idol, who wins Hair Idol between Casey and Tim Urban?
I think Tim wins that.
Yeah.
You know, Tim just has this little hair flick that he does.
He's doing the Justin
and
Bieber.
Tim doesn't spend a lot of time on his hair.
Yeah,
unlike our other blonde friend.
That was an issue, wasn't it?
He spends some time on his hair.
What are your thoughts this week going into the final and going on stage for the last time on American Idol?
Well, hopefully it's not the last time on American Idol. I mean, you hope you get invited back, that you've done enough work to that they see, you know, that come next year, you know, you want to be one of the people they invite on. So, you know, I'm kind of always thinking ahead in that sense. So I don't necessarily see it as the last time, but what an outstanding time to be alive, you know, with all this and getting to meet all you guys and like, you know, we just get treated really well being an idol, and you don't want that to end, you know.
Yeah.
So, but the crew that we work with is the best crew in the world. They do all the shows, you know, so you just got to take it in. And then some of the amazing talent and celebrities that we're going to get to sing with this week is quite
awesome. I can't wait.
Oh, yeah, like who?
Hey. Come on, you know they train us better than that. And me of all people, come on.
Well, if we're talking to you in a year from now,
yes,
same time, because they will invite you back, we'll be back here also.
Yes.
Where do you want your career to be in 1 year? What's going to be the benchmark for you?
I have to say, I refuse to answer questions like that. I think where you're going to be a year from now or 5 years from now, questions are the most ludicrous questions on the planet. Who knows?
Right.
A year ago, we were just finding out we were pregnant with our baby. We found out on Mother's Day last year. And you know what? During this time, we had finally bought the first thing for the baby, which was our baby stroller. We got this Bugaboo stroller that my wife could not live without. And I was putting it together around this time. That's exactly what I was doing in these few weeks leading up, you know, and we're just like starting to get our house ready. And now a year later, I'm here with you guys.
Yeah.
And like meeting all these crazy people, and like people know who you are. I mean, it's like a year, the difference a year makes. It's just, who knows?
But most significantly, you're here with us.
Right.
Hopefully I'm here with you next year, you know. And the career is doing, you know, just bubbling over and being crazy. But, you know, who knows? And I never want to limit myself deciding where I'm going to be, you know. I want the moon. I want it all.
Well, people wish good things for you, man.
Thank
we do.
You.
We've got fans in Atlanta for sure.
The ATL. I like it.
And he said it
ATL,
right.
ATL, yes.
We've been trying to rid Atlanta of this hot Atlanta.
No, it is hot down there.
No, but
come
we don't
on.
Say that anymore. But you got it right.
The ATL.
You got it right.
A-Town, baby.
Big Mike on the Bird Show, Q100. Thanks, man.
Thank you, guys.
Q100, so that was Big Mike on the Bird Show. And then last year's champ, Chris Allen, joining us also. This has got to be sort of fun for you, sort of reminiscing here.
It's better this year.
Yeah,
than
I bet.
Yeah, now that you're a year separated from it, tell us how you were really feeling at this time last year.
I think it was. I mean, I felt fine, but there's obviously some nerves going on, and there's just you're not used to doing these interviews and stuff, and so pretty much everything started with, well, I don't know, and so it's a lot more fun now.
We had last year, right after the finale, in the doors of the Nokia Theater, at the same time you had finished on some outdoor stage and your wife was with you and like family, and they were just shoving you into
Yeah.
And whisking you around.
And I mean, people were reaching in and grabbing, and it was scary.
Yeah.
And we.
Yeah, it was scary.
Melissa and I ended up over near your wife, and she was like, is this how it's like? She was asking somebody, is this what it's like?
Like, yeah, deer in headlights. Mm-hmm.
Like, she goes, this is, I think her exact quote was, this isn't forever, is it?
I'm sure that's what she said. And it has not been like that, so that's nice.
Has it been a tough adjustment, though, for the two of you guys?
No, man. I'm serious. I really have a great wife, and she's been able to travel with me a little bit, so that's been awesome. And yeah, man, she's happy about what I'm doing.
What was the
most surprising thing that happened to you immediately following Idol? Something you didn't expect at all.
I mean, for me, and this is just because I never even thought anything was going to happen on Idol, even whether it be winning, whether it be making the tour, whether it even just be making it to Hollywood. Just the success that the album has had, the single has had, and for me, that was a total shock. Yeah. I mean, it's all shocking to me every time. It's weird.
Also quick, you know?
Yeah, it's really quick.
It really is. It almost puts you at a disadvantage, I think, in the industry, because I think others have had to sort of really go through and make a whole bunch of different mistakes and sort of at least wean themselves in. Or you're just kind of like thrust in, you know?
You learn a whole lot in 1 year.
What's the biggest lesson that you learned in that year?
That if you want anything done, you have to do it yourself.
Really?
Yeah.
In what way?
Huh.
Just in probably every way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And are you allowed to do it yourself? Because I think the rumor is or whatever that 19 Entertainment or the American Idol machine just takes you and shoves you through life however they want you to go.
Right.
Are you able to resist that at all?
I mean, for me, I have at 19 Entertainment, they are the company that manages me.
Right.
And I have an incredible manager. I mean, my manager is the same manager as Daughtry's, and obviously he's done okay.
Yeah, Daughtry's done well.
He's doing good.
Remember when he passed on the lead singer of Fuel and everybody went? He's out of his mind.
We'll see how that guy does. I think he's doing all right.
Yeah.
You know, so I have a great crew behind me, and they let me do what I want to do, and they're teaching me things as well. So I mean, it's kind of a collaborative thing. It's really cool.
You and Adam are so different, yet we'll always be connected. Do you guys talk on the phone or keep in communication at all?
Anymore? A lot of texting going on.
We
played a show a couple days ago together, so it was the first time we'd seen each other in a while. So that was actually pretty nice.
Would you guys ever consider, because your styles are so different, but it might be so shocking, but so great to have you guys on a song together?
Wouldn't it be cool?
It would be awesome. It'd be really cool.
I think it'd be cool. I think people would really love it because we do actually share a lot of the same fans. And so I think, I mean, maybe somewhere down the road, it'd be really awesome.
Out of all the big TV interviews that you went for, like the late night shows or the afternoon shows or whatever, who was your favorite interview with?
Jimmy Fallon.
Really?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
He's one of our favorites, too. He's been on our show a couple
Tell
times.
Us about
He's
him.
Great, man. I mean, I think he was the one that made me feel the most comfortable because he made fun of me, and I appreciated that.
What did he say?
Well, I told him that I sang. He asked me, like, what was, the worst performance that I did on the show, and I told him I did All She Wants to Do Is Dance by Don Henley, and it just probably wasn't a great choice. And so he made fun of me the rest of the interview for that.
He did.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was great. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, you're pretty cool if Jimmy Fallon is making fun of you.
Right?
You know, like you're sitting across from him and he's teasing you.
He's a cool guy.
I thought you had something to go.
Oh, no, I was just listening carefully to Jim.
I know.
Now it got uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Thanks a lot for coming by, man.
Thanks for having me.
Let's real quickly, though, the album, the single, everything's just sort of kicking ass for you right now?
Absolutely, man. The single, Live Like We're Dying has done incredibly blown my mind anyways.
Is this one you wrote?
The guys from the script wrote it. So okay. That was a...
What did they think about your version of it?
I just saw them a couple days ago.
Oh, really?
We had the first show that we played after Idol, I played with them, and they were, and it was before, like it was right when the single was released, and they're like, man, this is gonna take off, we're really excited about this, and that was the last time I've seen them until a couple days ago, and they were like, dude, yes, they were so
excited for you. That's
and
cool.
So yeah, those guys are great, man, and I was, their song has done great too. So
well, they're loving it because they're getting more money than you are on that song.
That's true. Heck yeah.
Chris, thanks for stopping by.
Absolutely,
man.
Absolutely, guys.
Can you give us any insight on what you're doing on the finale? I'm assuming you're going to be on stage at
I'm
one point.
I'm singing the new single off the album on Wednesday.
Right on.
The truth. Awesome.
Congratulations on everything.
Thanks, guys.
Chris Allen on The Burt Show.
Hey, The Burt Show.